Chapter 20. Would die. It may be that Bertrand de Gurdon, a young man who was one of the defenders of the castle, had often sung it, or heard it sung of a winter night, and remembered it when he saw, from his post upon the ramparts, the king attended only by his chief officer riding below the wall surveying the place. He drew an arrow to the head, took steady aim, said between his teeth, "Now I pray God speed thee well, arrow." Discharged it, and struck the king in the left shoulder. Although the wound was not at first considered dangerous, it was severe enough to cause the king to retire to his tent and direct the assault to be made without him. The castle was taken, and every man of its defenders was hanged, as the king had sworn all should be, except Bertrand de Gurdon, who was reserved until the royal pleasure respecting him should be known. By that time unskillful treatment had made the wound mortal, and the king knew that he was dying. He directed Bertrand to be brought into his tent. The young man was brought there, heavily chained. King Richard looked at him steadily. He looked, as steadily, at the king. "Knave!" said King Richard. "What have I done to thee, that thou shouldest take my life? What hast thou done to me?" Replied the young man. "With thine own hands thou hast killed my father and my two brothers. Myself thou wouldest have hanged. Let me die now, by any torture that thou wilt. My comfort is, that no torture can save thee. Thou too must die, and, through me, the world is quit of thee." Again the king looked at the young man steadily. Again the young man looked steadily at him. Perhaps some remembrance of his generous enemy Saladin, who was not a Christian, came into the mind of the dying king. "Youth," he said, "I forgive thee. Go unhurt." Then, turning to the chief officer who had been riding in his company when he received the wound, King Richard said, "Take off his chains, give him 100 shillings, and let him depart." He sunk down on his couch, and a dark mist seemed in his weakened eyes to fill the tent wherein he had so often rested, and he died. His age was 42. He had reigned 10 years. His last command was not obeyed, for the chief officer flayed Bertrand de Gurdon alive and hanged him. There is an old tune yet known: a sorrowful air will sometimes outlive many generations of strong men, and even last longer than battle axes with 20 pounds of steel in the head, by which this king is said to have been discovered in his captivity. Blondel, a favorite minstrel of King Richard, as the story relates, faithfully seeking his royal master, went singing it outside the gloomy walls of many foreign fortresses and prisons, until at last he heard it echoed from within a dungeon, and knew the voice, and cried out in ecstasy, "O Richard, O my king!" You may believe it, if you like. It would be easy to believe worse things. Richard was himself a minstrel and a poet. If he had not been a prince too, he might have been a better man perhaps, and might have gone out of the world with less bloodshed and waste of life to answer for. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.